Angelo Cerbi, Fresh Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival, here with Robert Machoian, one of the directors of God Bless the Child. Hello, Robert.
Thank you. Hi.
Your film has a double story in it. Say it's a story about depression, because it's a mother that's leaving her children, but we follow those five children throughout the day when they're alone.
Yeah.
It is really touching. How did you come up with this issue, subject?
Yeah, so the story originated from a story that my father told me. His mother struggled with depression, and it was a specific experience about how she left him a letter telling him she was leaving and wasn't going to be coming back. And he had four younger sisters at the time. And so he shared this story when he was 65 years old with me, and he hasn't shared a lot of detailed stories about his mother, and so that had a real impact on Rodrigo and I. We began to think about the children, and you know, because that's who he was. And so we kind of took the story that he told us and then wrote the script for the film.
How did you manage to have to give the movie this kind of naturalistic look, almost documentary-ish, with five kids? Because,
yeah,
you know, I mean, you can tell us that directing kids is not exactly a piece of cake.
Yeah. A lot of it was, I mean, it was challenging. It was extremely challenging. We had a discussion with the children beforehand when we made the movie, talked about the movie and the difficulty of making the film. And then we gave ourselves time. And that was one of the things that was really important for Rodrigo and I. It took us about 3 months to shoot this film. And part of that was that if there were days that the children didn't want to shoot, and we could tell through the performances, then we needed to stop. And by doing that, there didn't really come a point where the kids ever hated the process, which allowed them to be really invested in the film, in their performances, and we could direct them and tweak their performances more and more, as long as we gave them that time. If we ever, in trying to push them on it, it went backwards, and it affected the next day as well.
But how much was written and how much was improvised?
So the script itself, all of it was written. But then you're dealing with four of the children that can't really read. So you're not in a position.
It's kind of an issue.
Yeah. So it was a process of kind of working the scene out with them and with the smaller kids, knowing what lines they were supposed to say. But then within that context, we had to give them freedom. Because how many lines can a three-year-old remember? Not very many. So we had to give him the key lines that we wanted to give him. And then within that room, there's this ability for him to interject and add his own. So it was interesting because the more we worked with them, the more it felt like working with more seasoned actors that want the space to push and stretch themselves as actors rather than us being so very regimented about what we wanted.
So how much did you shoot?
Oh, like total?
Yeah, in total, yeah.
Well, we shot about 16 terabytes of memory, but if I give you an idea of a response in a way, like what's not in the movie, there's probably about five scenes that didn't make the movie in the original cut.
Oh,
outside of that, everything that we've shot other than that made it into the movie.
And how did you and Rodrigo Hedabek, which is your co-director, work together? How is it working four hands in the movie instead of two hands?
Yeah, we've been working with each other now for almost 7 years. And so it's a process. Some of it has to do with our crew being very small. So we both co-direct, but I also shoot the movie, and he's doing sound. So we have these additional responsibilities on top of the directing. And a lot of what we do is just assign, as we discuss the scenes, for example, like the boxing scene, I knew was going to be more complicated for me to shoot it. And so Rodrigo took on the responsibility of just directing the kids during that process. And so he would talk to the children during that scene, and I wouldn't. And so what we've tried to do in our collaboration is make sure that in each scene that's being shot, only one voice is speaking. And then we'll talk with ourselves whether the performance was good or not, what we need to tweak. And when we come back, then only one individual talks.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you to Robert Machoian, director of God Bless the Child. Thank you, Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from Torino Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.